be wary of TV. I occasionally need to unwind, or slack off as I tend to criticize to myself. During these sessions, I like to watch a little TV. Not little in size, in that regard the bigger the better. Little as in a short amount of time. That is something I haven't done much since I became a writer so many years ago. I never realized how time-consuming it is. To give you an idea, I used to go to work, come home, watch TV until bed, wake up, and do it all over again. But here's some numbers. Let's say you watch TV just 2 hours a day. That's 14 hours a week, 56 hours a month, 672 hours a year. That means over the course of a year, you effectively spent 28 days sitting in front of the TV. That may as well be a complete month. As you can see, it adds up quickly. When I started writing, I pretty much quit TV altogether. In the event I felt I needed to catch up on a show, I'd binge watch it all in one day. This way I knew what was happening as quickly as possible, and I could devote the rest of my time to writing. During this last span of slacking off, I found a couple movies I hadn't seen before. The first one was called In Your Eyes. It was a supernatural drama love story about a couple who had never met in real life, but shared an empathic link that allowed them to see through each other's eyes and feel what each other felt. I bond with characters fairly easily, and this was a movie that grabbed my attention pretty early on. I'd watched it a total of 3 times this past week before I ended up ordering the DVD off of Amazon. Little did I know until my second time through that the story was written by Joss Whedon, so I suppose that has something to do with its attraction. The other movie was Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. I watched it a total of 6 times. I bought the DVD and then went on to order the graphic novel series. I'm not ashamed to admit that I developed a bit of a crush on Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I'd seen her in a few other roles and always found her attractive, but there was just something about those eyes that I couldn't look away from. And her hair. And the way her ears occasionally poke through. Ah, hell, who am I kidding? There isn't much about her I don't find attractive. But she's married and I'll likely never meet her, and even if I did, I'm not the smoothest person when it comes to meeting new people. I'd likely hide from her and regret it for the rest of my life. But that's celebrities for you. They're there to entertain us and give us something to admire. I actually went on a rant about this topic on my Facebook page the other day, but that's not really pertinent to this. Anyway, I was talking about TV. If you're going to do it, be careful about it. The time adds up fast. And if you decide to take some time off, clear your head and get it all out of your system. That way you can get back to work and make strides. Set deadlines. Make sure you meet them. You have to make what little time you have count. One day we're all going to be gone. I would rather have a legacy attached to my name than to simply be forgotten because I spent my entire life watching other people's stories. So get off your ass and accomplish something.